The Public Affairs Director of the Ghana Police Service, Superintendent Sefa Sata, says the police administration has already asked the leadership of vigilante groups and political parties to disband because such groups will not be tolerated. Speaking to Radio Ghana on measures by the police to control or manage vigilante groups, Mr. Arthur said the police will ensure that such groups do not exist in the run-up to the November general election. He spoke to George Ankra.
In fact, they have become a security threat. And so the police administration has taken steps to ensure that the phenomenon does not exist and that various vigilante groups are disbanded. This started some time after the Talency by-election, when we recorded some unsavory activities of theirs, and we called them to the police headquarters and discussed with them the activities and how they are posing security threats to the state. We made them aware that the activities are unlawful, they are illegal because there are rules and regulations governing formation or operation of private companies or private security companies, which their activities or theirs qualify to be, and ask them to disband. Since it is a phenomenon that has been in place for quite some time now, there is the need for a very systematic approach to it so that we can uproot it. So the administration periodically draw people's attention to it. The events leading to the election, IGP has instituted what we call IGP's dialogue with stakeholders to the election, whereby the administration is meeting with political party groupings, identifiable groupings, and that is. Already we have met with the youth leadership of the various political parties, during which the matter was seriously discussed, and the IGP made his stance and the stance of the police administration clear that we're not going to tolerate it, we're not countenance it. We met with the leadership of the MPP, NDC, CPP, PPP. Today, we are meeting with PNC and tomorrow GCPP. During all these meetings, the issue of vigilantism features prominently there, and our stance is uncompromising. If anybody wants to form it, they should resort to the law. You apply to the appropriate office, and when you are given the license to operate as such, we don't have any problem with you. There are other steps in place to be implemented to see to the eventual uprooting of this phenomenon. And the police are going to follow through to its logical conclusion to ensure that they don't raise their ugly head in this election and therefore do not pose any security danger, security threat to the nation.